Blog Talk Radio.
The planet. This is Power Connections with your host, Kevin Vaughn. I'm so excited about you guys being with us today. So glad you are with us. Man, we got a powerful program for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give y'all some time to get ready because we got the awesome and talented and beautiful Miss Eartha Watts Hicks is coming up real soon. You're going to hear more about her, guys, but I want you guys to get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hey, that call-in number, I want you guys to start tweeting out, emailing, faxing out, whatever you got to do, right? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, guys. Put that number out there, 347-843-4559. That is the number to be a part of Power Connections. People say, well, what's Power Connections all about, Kev? Guess what, guys? We connect you with powerful people like Miss Eartha Watts Hicks, who's one of the most powerful women on the planet. You're going to know why in a minute. We're just so excited about her. I'm going to read her bio in a little while, guys, and bring you up to date on her. But can't wait for her to come on and tell us what she's doing and what you need to do as well. So, hey, this is Power Connections. So Power Connections is all about just connecting you to powerful people, guys, people who are movers and shakers, people who are doing something in their communities, people who are doing something in their lives and their families. That's what it's all about, guys. So we're so excited about that part of the network being with you today. Hey, guys, also, too, the chat room is open. Chat room is also open, guys. If you have a question or comment about our guest today, or if you want to get in touch with me, just go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. Now, Men Let's Talk is a family network, guys, not just for the guys. It's a full network. So we're excited about that for the family. So go to blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. And you'll see the live banner there. Welcome to Power Connection. All right. So we're excited, guys. We're excited. And we trust that you had a great day. And I want everybody on the planet to know that Jesus is Lord, guys. We believe in the full gospel and the full Trinity. So we want to get that out there because God is so good, guys. Whether you believe or not, still is good. So we're excited about what God's doing in your life. And guess what? For all those believers out there, we're praying for you because we believe in prayer and we believe in supporting people all across the globe. So get excited about that, guys. So we're real excited. Hey, once again, this is Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections, your host on the network. And we're just looking forward to having you with us today as we move forward. So get ready, guys. Get ready. And again, I want you guys to put that out there, so you can get started. So this is Power Connections. All right. Hey, guys, I want to give you guys a shout out right now. Thank you so much for joining us on Power Connections. Yeah. Y'all get excited. Amen. Man, there's so much going on with Ms. Hicks, man. I'm going to just read a few things off of her website and off her social media pages. And here's one quote. A woman, this is for Ms. Eartha Watts Hicks, a woman with a plan is the heroine of her own story. Isn't that powerful, guys? What's your story, she says. Make it come alive. She's going to help you today with that, right? She's going to help you get it out there, get it, bring it out as well. And we got some other things we're going to talk about where Ms. Eartha Watts Hicks wins the Columbia Small Business Development, which is called a CBC. I got to get the right acronym for that one, but we'll get it in a minute. But CBDC, Business Pitch Competition. We're going to hear more about that. But I'm going to go ahead and get started, guys. I wanted to read her bio for you guys so we can introduce her properly, okay, as well. So we're excited about that. So, guys, our special guest, Ms. Eartha Watts Hicks, is with us tonight. And this is Power Connections. I'm going to read a little bit about her. Hey, guys, first of all, as an affiliate of BlackPR.com, Eartha Watts Hicks has written countless press releases for products, services, and events. Wow, that's pretty cool. Many requested, but not for profit, small business owners, independent music filmmakers, wow, authors and publisher have effectively gained national and international exposure. Eartha's offers a full range of publicity services and specializes in digital media kits. Wow. She's a contributor. That's what really got me excited, guys, when I saw her on LinkedIn. I said, I got to get this sister on the network eventually here, talk about this digital media because it's all about the digits, right? She is a contributing writer for the Harlem, World's Magazine blog site and several other online publications. She is a former board member of Cultivating Our Sisterhood International Association, a 501c3 network there, having served two terms as a director of publications. Give it up for our sisters, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. Also, two guys, Ms. Eartha Watts Hicks, a fiction fellow of the North Country Institute, and the Hearsta Wright Foundation. Eartha has studied under a host of award-winning authors. She is also a member of the acclaimed Harlem Writers Guild. Wow, I'm sure she met a lot of awesome and brilliant people through the guild there. Harlem Writers Guild, wow. Writer network that has helped develop the talents of Lorraine Hansberry, Sarah Elizabeth Wright, Audrey Lorde, Terry McMillan, Grace F. Edwards, wow. Water Dean Myers, Ruby D, ooh, you hear that, Ruby D, Paul Robeson, and Maya Angelou. Wow, that's pretty cool. Eartha Watts Hicks is a winner of the 2013 Just Read Award in the fiction category from NYCHA and the NAACP in 2015. She was classified as a social entrepreneur, socialpreneur, winning the Columbia SBA, that stands for Small Business Association, Business Pitch Competition in 2017. Eartha Watts Hicks became a New York Foundation for the Arts NYFA Artists and Entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen. So we're so excited about that part of her bio as well. So a lot she has accomplished. A lot she has done, ladies and gentlemen, and we're just excited about that. And last but not least, this is the best part on the whole planet. This mother of two serves as New York City's literacy ambassador for the NAACP. Now, guys, I want you to stop your boats, stop your Learjets, stop your Bentleys, and put your hands together as we open up the mic for the wonderful Miss Eartha Watts Hicks, guys. Let's come up. Ms. Hicks, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you so much, Mr. Vaughn.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your time tonight, and we're just excited about you taking some time out, Sister Hicks, to be with us with your awesome self. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, Eartha, one thing we like to do for our guests is give you a few minutes to go ahead and give us a little, monologue? Anything you say, like to say?
Oh, monologue, yes. A brief overview. I'm a writer, passionate about writing, and my writing journey, knowing that I'm a novelist at heart, a lot of my attention went to volunteerism, which actually helped me to expand the skill set that I needed. It helped me, one, to expand the skill set, and two, to work on something in the meantime. You know, while I was working on this novel that took me over 10 years to complete. So,
Awesome.
It initially started with Cultivating Our Sisterhood International Association, which is CASIA, which was an organization that was founded by a dear friend of mine that was founded to help women achieve their goals. And, I know when I joined CASIA, I was working part-time, stay-at-home mom that was trying to write a novel. And I was really, really impressed with the fact that her and her organization embraced me when everyone else just seemed so accomplished. And not just seemed, they were so accomplished. So just being in a space where I was the one with the goals and I had the support of a network of professional women to help me along. That was important. And, from that respect, there's always been a part of me that in my journey, no matter how busy I am, I try to help another sister somewhere.
That's right. So, that's what it's all about. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, Sister Hicks, right there, giving back to everybody. Hey, guys, this is Power Connections with our wonderful, wonderful guest, Ms. Eartha Watts Hicks. She is an awesome writer and a brilliant mother. I love it. Well, that's great. Eartha, let's go back in time a little bit and find out how you grew up. How you grew up and how did you get into the writing area?
Well, I grew up in the South Bronx. And
tough place.
Yeah.
Tough.
Well, you have to be tough or you get beat up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to be a little tough.
Oh, goodness. No, I grew up in the projects, too. But prior to that, I was at my grandmother's house a lot, my Nana. And she had a lot of books. And one book in particular that I had loved reading was she had a complete leather-bound collection of Edgar Allan Poe, Henry David Thoreau, and it was Thoreau, Edgar Allan Poe, and I think the third one was Ernest Hemingway. But of the three, I would grab that Edgar Allan Poe book and just read it, just constantly just read it. But I had no clue that had no clue that I was reading ahead of everyone else. I was reading about the time of three.
Wow.
But I had no clue that that wasn't usual. I just knew that my aunt was an avid reader, and she had books all the time, and she always had different books in the top of her dresser was completely covered with these paperbacks, these mass market paperbacks. And the thing that got to me as a child was that none of the people on any of the paperbacks, and she had to have like 500. It was a ridiculous number. There were no black people on any of her paperbacks. So that caused me some confusion because my aunt was she was modeling at the time, modeling professionally, and she must have been 5'11", and she was a dark skinned woman with a huge afro, and she was a model. And on Saturdays, it was Soul Train, and I would watch my aunts and uncles dance in front of the television with these huge afros and dark skin, and it didn't make any sense to me that there were no black people on the covers of books.
Right.
So I remember saying, I'm gonna write a book just so that you could have a book by a black person, because I didn't believe that there were any books, because back then, I had no concept or knowledge that there were books by black people because everything was Dewey Decimal System.
Exactly.
So if I went to the library and said, I want a book by a black person, they would point me to a cabinet full of index cards. There was no pictures on, you know, you had no idea what the author looked like in the 70s.
Wow.
You know, and that's then the, no clue what the authors looked like in the 70s. So that kind of bothered me. No, it bothered me a lot. It wasn't just
that. Yes, it does. Yeah, I can only imagine. Exactly. So that's powerful. Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and my wonderful guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is Eartha Watts Hicks. She is a writer, but also, too, Eartha, you're also a professional planner. Is that right, too? Are you planning?
No, I'm a book publisher, so I publish my own books.
Gotcha.
And the planner series is called The Planner is a Girl's Best Friend, and it's a planner, calendar, date book, journal that infuses advice and life tools and resources and a little bit of financial literacy all within the space of a typical annual planner. So
fantastic.
I do it as a way to impart life tools and to kind of give you know, readers a like a model for how to do certain things and makes life a little bit easier because it's a catch-all.
Yeah, exactly. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for that as well. And also, too, if you don't mind, Eartha, how would people get in touch with you, too, as well? I want you to promote your social media and your websites as well, if you don't mind.
I'm all across social media at Eartha Tone. So, like, Earth Tone is a color. My name is Eartha. There's an A in the middle of the word. So I'm at EarthaTone.com. I'm at Eartha Tone on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Goodreads. On every site that I could get on or every platform is still Eartha Tone. So in Wattpad. So you can get like excerpts on Wattpad. And I'm easy to, and Instagram as well, Eartha Tone.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, and we'll be doing that more often, too, Eartha, as we go through the program tonight as well with you. Well, let's go back and talk about your awesome family. Tell us a little bit about your family, how they're doing, and what they're doing these days. Can you tell us a little bit about your family?
Thank you. I'm a mother of two, and my daughter is actually two adults. My son is in college, and my daughter is she's just recently started her own small business. So, she has her own passion and it's in a different direction, but she's happy. So that's
wonderful.
What's important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, let us know if we can support her in any way as well. And let us know what she has as far as products, goods, or services so we can get that out there on the network as well. Okay.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Well, great. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections with Ms. Eartha Watts Hicks. She's a writer, but also a publisher. She'll help you go take your work to the next level as well. Well, Eartha, you know, as you know, there's a lot going on in our school system today.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts about what's missing in our school systems today, ma'am? You know, some things are not happening because we got kids coming out not writing, can't write, can't read.
Yeah.
You give it your perspective, please, what you think we need to be doing.
Well, things are different now in that years ago, at least when I was a kid, it was just as if everybody in the family taught that child before that child went to school.
Mm-hmm.
So that child began life with a solid foundation. But like lately, just to survive, everybody has to work multiple jobs, have a side income, and it's the kids that are not getting the attention they need. So we're expecting as parents for the school to provide them with the knowledge that they need and a solid education. But if they don't have a foundation going into the school system, the school system is all the school system is doing is adding salt and pepper to the meal. They're not preparing the entire meal. So a child needs support from everywhere, including, one, everything that they need to prepare them for school. But then when they come home from school, they need the support to make sure that that information is retained. So, and then in addition to that, it's many schools are not even able to provide a safe haven for these children.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, kids now, and a number of kids, especially in the New York area, are even homeless. So you have kids that are homeless, kids that are not getting the nutrition that they need. They go into a school system where there's no control and there's bullying.
Right.
And then
right.
in that environment, they're expected to learn. So
just
coming apart at the seams.
Yeah, very
you
tough.
Know, it's really, really
exactly.
tough. And I would advise anyone that either has the ability or the access or whatever to, even if they cannot homeschool, at least kind of prepare themselves to be able to at least offer, if not a full curriculum, just something to support what they're learning in school.
Absolutely. And also,
you know,
too, Eartha, this is a problem across the nation, as you know, but even just talking about the state of Georgia, where I'm at, and also in your state, aren't there services, though? Are there services that people need to know about that can get these children some help and families help?
Yeah. I mean, in New York, we had something called Kumon, K-U-M-O-N, which was math support. Then there was Sylvan Learning Center, which I think taught math and reading. Then we have, like, the SAT prep, SAT reviews. There are programs within, like, Columbia University, the Double Discovery Program. NYU has, a math and science student. And then some of the after-school programs, Harlem Children's Zone, offer support for students, in addition to whatever curriculum they have in school. They offer, like, after-school programs and homework help. So there are programs out there, but not every kid is – it's not like years ago where there was one community center per neighborhood and every kid knew if they needed anything even if they wanted to play ping pong and have fun, they could just go to their local community center, they could get a tutor, they could go swimming, they could do all of this stuff in-house. Nowadays, the community centers are losing funding, so these kids are just kind of wandering aimlessly or sitting in front of a video game all day. You know, we didn't have 24 hours of cartoons when we were kids, you know. Cartoons at 5 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, we were all over the place as far as just enjoying life, you know, with our family, friends, and the neighborhood. Didn't have to worry about being kidnapped and bullied all the time. You know, things like that.
No.
We had some issues, but not like they had today.
Yeah.
Incredible.
No.
Yes.
I mean, it's sad to say, but when I was a kid, a bully would punch you or throw milk on you, and you were humiliated getting milk on you or getting punched. Nowadays, these kids have to worry about bullies with weapons. So it's scary. It's scary.
Yep. And ladies and gentlemen, we got to continue to pray. We got to continue to pray, but not only just pray, but we got to take action and help out in our communities. We talk about a village, right, Eartha, all the time, right? We talk about the village.
Yes, we do.
The village needs people that are responsible to make sure we protect our children and the family as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe there, you're on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and my special, special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Eartha Watt Hicks. She's a writer and a publisher. Her wonderful independent publishing company, Earth Tone Enterprises, has won first place at the fourth annual Columbia Harlem SDDC Pitch Workshop Series and Competition in Harlem, sponsored by Capital One Bank. She is an awesome mother, ladies and gentlemen, and a powerful, powerful writer. In fact, also, too, Eartha, you know, I was looking, I think you sent me some information about that win in Columbia, right? What was that all about? Yeah, tell me about that. Tell us about how that rolled up and where you won that. Thank you.
Well, it was a Columbia University business pitch competition. Now, I honestly did not intend to enter the business pitch competition. I was intending to learn how to business pitch, and I was taking a workshop to learn how to pitch my business in case I ever needed to pitch it somewhere to get, like, a venture capital or whatever.
But
I didn't realize that at the end of the term of the pitch class that it was a competition on the end of it. So we had a criteria that we had to learn over several weeks and practice our pitch, and we had to our pitch was timed. I believe it was 2 minutes, and we had to answer certain questions. So what won me the business pitch competition particularly was a product that I had recently developed, which was the Soleil West Planner, which is called the Everyday Excellence Student Planner featuring Soleil West. And it's a planner, datebook, calendar. It's a student agenda for the different semesters, including a summer semester if they're attending in the summer or if they have quarterly quarters. And then in addition to that, it has cursive writing, which was removed from the school system. How to tell time on an analog, the diagram of a check, the components of a check, and why it's important to be careful with check writing privileges so you don't end up in check systems or some other complication that'll keep you from being able to acquire a comfortable life, quality
That's
of life.
That sounds like the Toastmasters a little bit, where you get prepared, but then you also got to show what you know what you learned as well over time. So that's pretty good. I love that. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but continue.
And then it's a life tools and puzzles that empower girls in addition to teaching them the stuff that's not in the school system, like cursive writing. And and you know what a check looks like and why it's important to know how to write your own signature. And I even give them an idea of what a printed signature looks like on the bottom of a contract and about in the back of a credit card. So I wanted to make the unfun stuff that we do as adults appealing as early as possible for young girls so that they'll at least have an idea of what to expect and some familiarity with it. So they're not going into adulthood cold without knowing how to, you know, do certain things. So,
That's awesome. That is powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the wonderful voice of Miss Eartha Watts Hicks, ladies and gentlemen, on the network today on Power Connections with Kevin Bond. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, Eartha Watts Hicks and Earth Tone Books is pleased to announce the publication of Love Changes, and we're going to be talking about that on the second half. Eartha, so get ready for that. Can't wait to hear more about that book that's released called Love Changes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you also, too, to go to the website. I want you to go to our website right now and not only check it out, but I want you guys to also share it out as well as earthatone.com, earthatone.com. That's powerful. That's great. All right. So, so Eartha, that's wonderful. So we're excited about what you're doing and what it sounds like. It sounds like you're doing what your passion is all about and what you really want to do. That's how.
Yes. My passion is writing and books and that's what I'm doing.
That's wonderful. You know, I was going to ask you about what's going on in Atlanta right now is the film and movie industry. Are you starting to write or are you writing for any movies and films or documentaries, anything right now?
Well, I'm hoping at some point my novels will be picked up and optioned for film. But that hasn't happened yet. But I know one thing, if I just focus on writing solid material, then maybe that'll open up for me.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, the reason why I mentioned it, because we got a tremendous network of writers and people down in Atlanta. So we're going to help you connect those dots as soon as you're ready, okay, on that.
Okay,
so we got a lot of people we can do that. Connect you with and let you guys talk about what you want to do to take your work to the next level. Hey guys, this is Power Connections, and we're excited about Ms. Eartha Watts Hicks being with us on the network. She's an accomplished writer and also publisher, and she'll help you take you to the next level. If you would, Eartha, let's continue to let people know how to get in touch with you. Give out that social media network again, please.
Okay, I'm on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com. My name is Eartha, like Eartha Kitt, Watts, like how many watts are in a light bulb, Hicks. You can search for my books in Barnes & Noble in the search window, or you can connect with me across social media at Eartha Tone, EarthaTone, and connect with me on Facebook and Instagram.
Fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to share that information out over and over again so you can get some attention. And guess what? You can also purchase your book. Tell us about that book, how we get the book, too, as well, Eartha. We'll talk about that in the second half. But how can people get the book as well?
Well, Love Changes is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. It's also available in larger print. And if for those who love ebooks, it's available on Kindle, and it's available as a standalone as well as serialized. So if you like to read like a shorter book, you know, shorter section at a time,
yeah,
serialized, or you get the standalone.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. And once again, my beautiful and awesome guest, ladies and gentlemen, Eartha Watts Hicks, calling in on our network today. She's a wonderful writer and publisher, and she's got a powerful website, too, guys. You guys need to go to that website and get in touch with her as soon as possible. Well, Eartha, hold on a minute. We're gonna go to a commercial break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to do the second half, talk about Love Changes. One of my favorite words is love. I can't wait to hear more about that book. We'll be back with you in a few seconds. Hold on, guys. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connection.
CBD, there's that three-letter word that's been getting a lot of attention recently. But what is it, you ask? CBD, short for cannabidiol, is the life-changing alternative to some of the most common items you may found in your medicine cabinet. CBD is a compound extracted from hemp and cannabis plants, but without the high often associated with cannabis. As the country is waking up to the health potential of CBD, it has been embraced for its ability to improve sleep, reduce anxiety, and offer pain relief without reliance on dangerous habit-forming medications. BioMD Plus is a premier CBD company which offers the highest quality CBD oil available at affordable prices. BioMD Plus oil tinctures ships to all 50 states. Thousands of people have already made BioMD Plus their go-to wellness supplement. So head on over to BioMD Plus and get 25% off your order using the code PODCAST25. That's PODCAST25. PODCAST25. Live the life you deserve with the help of CBD from BioMD Plus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on Power Connections with my wonderful guest, Miss Eartha Watts Hicks. I love it. Eartha, thank you. Thank you for hanging there with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move into the brilliance of Sister Hicks here and talk about this wonderful book. And before we get there, though, Eartha, we got to talk about love. You know, people are messing that word up, ain't they? Just a little bit.
Yes.
Just a little bit. It makes you sad, don't it? Kind of sad.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Really
it's
sad.
The love songs aren't sweet anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So we were born at the right time. That's all I can say for you know, how we grew up. So I can tell you that. But let's talk about Love Changes. I always like to hear about the title first.
Mm-hmm.
What about
that
title? What's that mean?
Without
giving away the book, of course.
the title itself is a play on words for in several different ways. And as you read the book, you'll see how it connects to the story in many different ways. One way that's really obvious is that the character's name is Mia Love. So her last name is Love. And Love Changes is her coming of age story, so to speak. So she's going through changes, learning about life as she becomes a new mother. So it's her journey of one, learning to understand who she is, what she wants, and what she wants from life and from the people in her life. And as she is going through this journey, she is a new mother who's caught in a love triangle and also suffering from postpartum depression.
Wow. And we have a lot of that today, don't we? A lot of that today. And there's different reasons for that, ladies and gentlemen, so we're not going to go into that because I'm not a doctor, but there's so much out. I don't even think some of the doctors can figure it out, Eartha, to be honest with you, because there's so much going on today. So Love Changes. I love it. So I'm excited about this book. In fact, I got to figure out how to get a copy down here because I want to get it into the hands. So I want everybody to go to that website, guys, and to get that information as soon as possible. That's earthatone.com or the website as well. That's great. So now, Eartha, on the book itself, how long have you been working on the book now? How long have you been working on it?
Well, the book itself took me about 12 years to write and independently publish.
Wow.
And of those 12 years, 4 years was devoted to or dedicated to getting the permission to quote song lyrics from 18 music publishers.
Mm-hmm.
So that took some time, and then I had to get contracts and permission to do that.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. So that's a really reason right there. Okay, gotcha, to do it right. That's powerful. Now, I understand you have some work or some poetry you want to share with us as well, right?
Yes. Graffiti Mural, a collection of poetry, short stories, and personal essays.
Yeah, I love it. So whatever you want to do, I want to give you a chance to do that in a few minutes, but I want you to get prepared for that as well. Love to hear that, and I'm sure our audience would love to hear that as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Eartha Hicks, ladies and gentlemen. She's an independent publishing. She has an independent publishing company called Earthtone Enterprises. She also won first place in her category, ladies and gentlemen, in Harlem, but also, too, she's a writer and a publisher. And guess what, guys? As a matter of fact, I'm just thinking about that, Eartha. For those who want to write something, who have a book or inside them, have a novel inside of them, what should they do to get in touch with you?
Okay. Reach out to me via email. My email is earthatone@gmail.com. I have a website. And actually, the best place to connect with me is on Facebook.
Good.
Connect with me on Facebook. And I also have a Love Changes page on Facebook.
Oh, do you?
So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Well, great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and my wonderful guest today, Ms. Eartha Watts Hicks. Ladies and gentlemen, as mentioned earlier, she's a writer and a publisher. Well, Eartha, tell us, give us some samples of what you'd like to share with us, if you don't mind.
Okay. I'm going to go into a brief section from Love Changes where the main character is actually caught in a love triangle between the father of her baby and a male best friend.
Mm.
And the male best friend is stuck in a situation. He's outwardly successful because he's working for a well-known Wall Street firm, and he's one of the top brokers or stock analysts at his firm, but he's in that space where he's achieving, but they're not promoting him. So that's happened to quite a lot of us, especially in the 90s. In the 90s is when the story takes place. And I'll begin by reading a section. Rommel's passion was money and anything that had to deal with money. When he talked about it, his slanted eyes would glaze over and stare into space. Rommel believed in himself, and believing is half the battle. The question was whether or not that door would ever be available for him in his present firm. The only black analyst there, Rommel, always arrived 2 hours early, never took a day off, never took lunch, and absolutely hated taking personal calls. He usually asked me to meet him there at 6 or 7 in the morning so that we could talk like that was convenient for me, but even that was never a good time for him. The last time I dropped by was the Friday before I returned to work. I had Tebow strapped to my belly and was half asleep when I walked through the maze of cubicles to Rommel. He was hovered over quarterly reports, a copy of the Wall Street Journal, and a cup of coffee, crunching numbers on his HP and Excel spreadsheet. He was so absorbed in the process of picking those companies apart and comparing them that I was sitting there a whole 10 minutes sipping my smoothie before he said a word to me. To get his attention, I had to ask a question about stocks. Doesn't his firm already provide you with a list? Rommel dropped his mechanical pencil and sat so straight, his spine at the back of his chair, and his starched shirt looked like it was on a hanger. He grabbed his throat. His solid bull and bear cufflinks glowed. They were probably 18 to 24 carat. I noticed his French cuffs were monogrammed. With his mouth closed, he went. What's wrong? I asked. My tongue is shrill and it hurts to talk. He had a Mike Tyson lisp. Why did you eat peanuts? Why did you eat peanuts? Rommel shook his head. I kissed, he said, and then swallowed. This time, he went so hard, I felt his pain. He grabbed his throat again and finished the statement. I kissed a friend of mine. She didn't tell me she just ate peanuts. Before you go kissing these women, maybe you should ask. I said. Rommel stuck his tongue out at me. The top of it was white and had split, and the sides were red and puffy. You shouldn't be drinking anything hot. You need something cold to bring the swelling down. This might help. I took one last sip of my strawberry smoothie and held it out to him. He cut his eye at me, but took a sip anyway. Immediately, I saw relief on his face, so I said, stick your tongue all the way out. When he did, it almost reached past his chin, but was swollen the size of one of those tongues sitting in the supermarket's beef section. I reached into the diaper bag, pulled out a Ziploc bag full of cotton swabs and the baby Oragel. After squeezing a pea-sized amount onto the Q-tip, I held it up to his face, only to have him dodge it. I nudged him. Will you trust me? I said. My mouth took a deep breath and opened his mouth. I then rubbed the Oragel on the top and sides of his tongue. That's an anesthetic, I said, screwing the cap back on. I could tell the exact moment that stuff took effect because Rommel said, and started smiling. I can kiss you, he said in his normal voice, and then he went on to explain his business. My firm has been around since before the crash. We're one of the most prestigious, but here they only recommend blue chips. Blue chips? Stocks from companies with a history of steady growth like IBM, Apple, and Intel. Okay, well, what's wrong with blue chips? Chocolate. I'm in the wealth building. Now he sounds like Tony Robbins. I could push their turtles, but I'm not afraid of risk. I manage them. How? I offset the risk of the dot-coms and the blue chips, but mainly I keep a close watch on IPOs and other trends in the technology industry. My pick, see, I'm president of growth. This firm has a legacy to protect. I'm the only black face at this level because I produce like a machine, closing every quarter with record numbers. That's why they pay me the big bucks, but they can't hold me back forever, nah. The way I see it, computer prices keep dropping. Soon there'll be one in every home. These internet and software companies keep popping up. Soon I'll be the one raking it in and buying the jets and the yachts. I could just feel it. Staring straight ahead, Rommel took this deep breath that made his whole body swell, and then he said, if nothing else, I'm diligent. If I keep on my grind in no time at all, I won't have to settle for the trickle down. I could retire comfortably and never have to work another day in my life, right? He looked at me. I shrugged. You're asking the wrong person. I'm a coupon clipper. And I stopped there.
Wow. That's powerful. That is powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the voice of the wonderful Eartha Watts Hicks, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connection. And you better put your hands together for her right now. Thank you so much, Eartha, for that.
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all on Power Connection with Kevin Vaughn and Eartha Watts Hicks. She's a writer, also a publisher. You know what I left out, too, earlier, Eartha, was your businesswoman. No doubt about that. Yeah, you're a businesswoman, so we want to give you that honor as well. And ladies and gentlemen, Eartha also has an independent publishing company called Earth Home Enterprises, and we want you guys to be a part of that by going to earthtone.com is her website, and I want you guys to push that all out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, and Pinterest as well. So for those who are listening live right now and those who are listening later on, I want you guys to support that website for Ms. Eartha Hicks, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for
that.
I love it. Well, Eartha, you know, one thing I wanted to do, I wanted to share a quick song, not only for you, but also for our wonderful guests out there, specifically dedicated to our young people. And this is called The Sounds of Blackness. Is called Royalty. I'm sure a lot of people.
Royalty.
I love that one. So this is dedicated to you and your family and all our young, wonderful people. We'll be back in a minute, guys.
Change the world, and though they came and changed, and you the strength and hope, living high. Got this message I'm spreading the most high. Head high, I shine like my father's smile. Down upon my kings and queens of all time. Black man of color, original king ruler. Slave that made his way metaphorically. King Kunta. Eyes on prize, my pride won't collide. Am I right in your eyes if I stand on mine?
Our people got to know how powerful they are.
Yeah.
They are so powerful, and folks are coming into their own. But, Eartha, one thing I want you to talk, I want you to talk to our young people tonight a little bit.
Yeah.
What do we just say to our young people to encourage them to be writers, to be business owners, to be publishers, and also how to get in touch with you as well?
Okay. Well, my suggestion, number one, is to journal, journal, you know, so write your feelings down, you know, so that number one, you can understand, you could process it, because sometimes we don't even understand what it is that we are feeling.
Right.
You know, so to have a record of it, it allows us to kind of go back and take a look at things and understand what works and what doesn't work. And sometimes we don't have people that we can just share these things with. But if we don't have those people to share it with, we can always write it down and revisit it.
That's right.
So
I
began journaling at age 11. So it's been cathartic. It's really freeing just to be able to Because sometimes you can't just open up and just pour your heart out to just, you know, any and everybody. You got to kind of have something for yourself and some space for yourself. And the journal is the perfect place to do that.
Absolutely. I love that part of it, too, Eartha, as you was talking. Not to interrupt you, but it's very therapeutic. You kind of mentioned that already. But also, too, like you said, we like to communicate anyway. We love to communicate.
Yes, we do.
As humans, we like to do that. And sometimes express in writing, in song, in whatever it is. But the goal is to get it out. Is that not true? To get it out.
That's the truth.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, that's great.
That's the truth.
And from your perspective, what do you see the struggle is for young people today? You know, we kind of talked about it earlier because of the family, you know, the life and the stresses of life, you know, that can keep you from your creativity, as you know. So what do you see today that's hindering our brilliant young people, whether men or women, from getting into writing or just expressing themselves properly?
One struggle I see is that they're not being fully engaged as readers, and in order to write, you need to understand the language, the written word, how to structure it, how to decipher what you're reading, and how to express. And the thing about our young kids is that they're brilliant. They're brilliant to the point where they could pick up these technology instruments, and in an instant they'll know how to do something that it'll take us years to figure out, and they could figure it out in minutes. But when it comes to expressing themselves and being able to communicate and articulate what it is that they're feeling, that's when they get stuck.
Yes, exactly. And that's all about the raising, how we were raised, you know, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And as you probably know, I'm not sure how old you are, but, you know, we were around, we had family, we had neighbors. We'd do sleepovers, you know, sleepover on the weekend for our best friend with a mom and dad, you know, or whatever. And we just had great times. Sometimes just the mom.
Mm-hmm.
But can't really do that today too much, can you?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
yeah, so it's changed. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those who just joining us, having a great dialogue with the beautiful and awesome and talented Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, it's Eartha Watts Hicks. Who's joining us. She's a writer, publisher, and business owner, but most of all, she's an awesome mother. So she's joining us tonight on Power Connections. What a great time. Wow. That's great. So, yeah, so Eartha, so what does the future look like for you now? What's going on for the rest of 2020? What's happening?
Oh, well, I'm a member of, first I'm working on a women's empowerment event with the wow. Buy Black Network. We're calling it Reclaiming Your Power, and it's going to be in Harlem at 246 Lenox Avenue, and that's mm-hmm. on 122nd Street. And awesome. For that day, it's each of us who are hostesses. It's myself, Eartha Watts Hicks. It's Monique Talley. It's Dorcas. I'm sorry, let me get my.
That's okay.
Dorcas Myers, and then we have Miss Victoria, and we're all hosting, and we're sharing a little bit about ourselves and how one aspect of our process blocked or not even tried to block us, but how we were blocked mm-hmm. individually in one aspect of right. our own personal selves, personal lives. In mm-hmm. my case, it was fear. And I'm speaking to the audience about how at one point fear was actually stopping me from going forward, how I got mm-hmm. around it, and offering suggestions for women in the audience as to how to get around the fear that is keeping them from manifesting whatever it is they would like to manifest in their lives and careers. And all three of the women, no, myself and the other three women, all dynamic. Mm-hmm. They're all wonderful personalities who are experts in their own individual field. And we're just kind of having an intimate conversation with a room full of women and sharing who we are and how we managed to get through what we were going through to become who we've become. So it's empowering. Yeah. It's cathartic for us, and we hope it's empowering for everyone else.
Absolutely. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the beautiful voice of Eartha Watts Hicks, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections. This is Kevin Vaughn. I want to encourage everybody to go to that website to learn more about Eartha, ladies and gentlemen. You go to EarthaTone.com. And mm-hmm. you can get in touch with her as well. And also, guess what, guys? You can also learn more about Love Changes, her book that's available as well. And, of course, you have more information on how to buy her books. And all I see, you got, I'm on your website right now. You got a planner, too, on there. Great.
Yes,
you got your planner and everything there.
Yeah,
great. Beautiful. I like that.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Well, Eartha, you know, time flies when you're having fun. And I mm-hmm. want you to know, in fact, you know what we need to think about doing is a women's conference online.
Oh,
let's think
wonderful.
About that. And wonderful, yeah, because we can have up to 100 callers on the network, and people can just call in from around the country, really, around the globe, really. But let's think about that and maybe plan that as soon as you're ready. But we'll talk about it a little bit more offline, okay?
Okay.
So we can do that. That's wonderful. Eartha, I want you to give some final thoughts and some takeaways. What do you want us to do better today?
Well, today I want us each to take better care of ourselves. We're burning the candle at both ends. We're not getting enough sleep. We're not always eating the right food or getting enough exercise. So we have to be here for us so that we can be here for those we love. And in order to do that effectively, we got to take better care of ourselves. And I know I'm speaking for myself and everyone.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen. You heard what she just said, ladies and gentlemen. That's Eartha Watts Hicks. She's a mother, and she knows what we talk about. Matter of fact, the mothers are her superheroes of the day. No doubt about that. So we thank you so much for that. But also, too, you know, you guys got to do a couple things. While we're on the topic of health, I'm not a doctor, but you guys got to drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You also got to get your glutathione, which is your immune system, up. Do your vitamins, right? Do your vitamin count. Because I do this. I take vitamin B12 and D3. Very important, guys. And D3. Very important. But the only way, though, Eartha, they can do that is through their doctor to get their blood work done.
Okay.
Get your blood work done first from A to Z. Get with your doctor or your holistic person about, you know, what you need to take and go from there. When I did mine, my B12 was low. And my primary care doctor wanted me to give me medication. I said, I don't think so. So I had to find out what the problem was first, you know, and once I found that out, I'm good to go. So it was powerful. So guys, take care of yourself. As Eartha mentioned, guys, we not only want you to be healthy, we want you to be down to earth. Don't get that one down to earth on that one as well. I love it. Well, great. Well, Eartha, any final thoughts for us tonight, man? We're going to go to your website, and we're going to go to earthtone.com. Any final thoughts, my dear?
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to the Harlem Writers Guild.
Yes.
We've been founded in 1950. We're celebrating Woo-hoo! 70 years this year.
Yes.
So please visit our website, www.theharlemwritersguild.org. And thank you so much, Kevin. This was a wonderful opportunity, and it was a pleasure
speaking with
you.
Thank you so much. I want you to give that website out again, because I know somebody on the planet is going to be on it tonight.
Oh, okay. www.theharlemwritersguild.org. And I'm earthatone.com. EARTHAT is in Tom, O N is in Nancy, E is in Edward.com. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the beautiful voice of Eartha Watts Hicks. Ladies and gentlemen, she's my special power connector today. She's a writer, publisher, business owner. I'm sure she's a mentor. Also, no doubt about that in her neighborhood. She's also too an awesome mother. And give our love to your family, Tara. Please, Ms. Hicks. Well, and we want you to have a beautiful rest of the evening, but also have a powerful, powerful rest of the year. Keep in mind, too, Eartha, this is your network as well, so look forward to working with you in the future. Let's talk about that women's conference or whatever you want to do with it. The goal is to encourage and to empower women, men, and families all across the country. In Jesus' name. So I love that part as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, great. Well, thank you. Eartha, take care and appreciate your time tonight.
All righty. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with my beautiful host, a beautiful guest. I call her co-host tonight, Eartha Watts Hicks, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. I want you guys to go to our website right now, earthatone.com, earthatone.com, where you can, she's got a beautiful website, guys, where you can buy some items there, buy her items there. She's got a little bit about her as well, a little bit more. She's got a book on there. She's got a graffiti mural. She's got her store on there as well. So I want you, and also how to contact. I just put my contact information in there. So you guys can contact Miss Eartha Watts Hicks, ladies and gentlemen, on the network through earthatone.com. Okay. I want you guys to get in touch with her as soon as possible. Learn how to publish yourself, self-publish, how to write, how to get mentored by a wonderful, wonderful person. It's Eartha Watts Hicks. Ladies and gentlemen, she's been our power connector on Power Connections. Hey, this is Kevin Vaughn, and we're excited about you guys. We have people all across the globe like Eartha who come in and give you some great tips, great information about what you can do, how to live better. But one thing we got to leave you with, guys, because this is powerful. A lot going on the planet, and we could be talking for hours just about that. But I want you guys to always forgive and love and always help others, ladies and gentlemen, as you move forward in life. And remember, guys, Jesus is Lord. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Power Connections. We'll see you next time. This is Kevin Vaughn. God bless you now. Bye-bye.